With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his forces have regained control of the Kharkiv region.
Zelensky's announcement appeared to be clashing with those made by Russian officials. Russian news reported that Viktor Vodolatsky, a member of Russia's parliament, said Russian forces now controlled more than half of the town of Vovchansk, which is 3 miles inside the border of Kharkiv. The Russian push is shaping up to be Ukraine's biggest test since Moscow's full invasion, with outnumbered and outgunned Ukrainian forces being pressed at the front line. Ukraine's problems have been mounting in recent months as it tries to hold out against Russia, and the war appears to be at a critical juncture. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Also at SRNnews.com, experts are cautioning it is mosquito season, and it could be a rough one this year.
Look for and listen to their local and state health departments. They send out notices when there's evidence that there's virus in an area, and when they need to maybe step up their precautions and make sure they wear repellents when they go outside.
CDC entomologist Roxanne Connolly adding mosquitoes spread diseases that can be deadly to people as well as animals.
There is potential to be infected with a mosquito-borne virus such as West Nile. It can, in some people, there's no problems, no symptoms, but it can go all the way to the very, you know, the most devastating part where you could die from a mosquito-borne disease.
Scientists with the Boston Aquarium are encouraging beachgoers to report sightings of great white sharks over the holiday weekend after signs of shark bites were observed on a number of marine mammals. Memorial Day weekend, marking the beneficial start of the summer, New England has been experiencing beach weather already this year. This is SRN News. Well, most evangelical Christians do not think the label is political.
According to a new poll from Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, only 2% of evangelicals say the term is defined by a specific set of political beliefs. This despite the fact that the mainstream media uses evangelical as exactly that, the label for a particular segment of the U.S. electorate. The survey also finds that more than one-third of evangelicals think the term is misused, and another third aren't really sure what it means. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minnesota lawmakers failing to pass a state equal rights amendment that would have enshrined abortion and the LGBT lifestyle in that state's constitution. Compromise to legalize sports gambling also failed across the finish line by the deadline. Authors of the Minnesota ERA opted not to include the word abortion, which critics called a deceptive move. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ron DeRockster reports Tennessee is the diaper state.
Families enrolled in the state's Medicaid program will become the first in the nation to be eligible for free diapers. Similarly, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services also approved extending a pilot program in Delaware that provides free diapers and wipes to postpartum parents for the first 3 months after giving birth. On average, newborn babies can require 8 to 10 diapers a day, or around 300 a month. Toddlers can use 150 diapers a month. Ron DeRockster reporting.
The record broken ahead of Memorial Day for the number of airline travelers screened at U.S. airports. Transportation Security Administration says more than 2.9 million travelers were screened at airports Friday. That surpasses a previous record set last year on the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Numerous airports around the nation set quite a few records. More details at SRNnews.com.